Oh, yes, sir. And then also that she said that also she just found out, you know, by her working and she goes to work and everything, she said she's been leaving thinking that she's sending him to school, giving him money for lunch and everything, and he hasn't been to school in the past 2 weeks.
Okay, see, that has the law gotten to prison the master about since around 100 is making the most out of the last 100 is making known to her that there's tightening up that she has to do.
Oh, yes, sir, that's what she was saying, yes, sir.
But as far as really put the strap on him like it should be.
Yes, sir. Okay, but then now, as far as with her so-called daughter, she...
Don't even want to send the sister over there to be there. The daughter can...
No, sir, she's going to come over here.
Come over this way, but...
Yes, sir, that's what I was saying. She was going to come here. She also has a 16-year-old that she can't really control.
And the liking of so-called Carmen, so-called Crystal, in that mannerism. Allah God in the presence of Master Wasi Far Muhammad, the Messenger of Messiah, Elijah Muhammad, the remote control unit to Master J Master. And so Muhammad, so-called Calvin, wants to know if he can go to Kung Fu school.
When he conduct himself in a little bit more better of a mannerism, so that we don't get no feedback purely from the school.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? He can do a lot better than what he's doing at the school.
When
we don't get no feedback from that teacher purely at school,
yes, sir.
Then he can request something like that, and we would gladly make sure that he gets there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because we definitely want him in there.
Yes, sir.
We want him to be able to adjust to not showing no type of hatred or anything towards Caucasian people. You know, you see me get along with Caucasian people. You see the messenger got along with Caucasian peoples and everything, but out here, you don't sit under your breath and call them devils, or you don't even show them that you have any dislike for them, if you have any dislike for them, because Islam is not here to create hate.
That's right.
You know the devil is the devil without sitting up there trying to call them the devil.
Yes, sir.
You got Islam, you're so civilized that you can sit in the class and not disturb nobody.
That's right, yes, sir.
At peace, and therefore you're applying your Islam and you're representing the answers.
Yes, sir.
And if you got some kind of hate or hostility towards the white people and you learn martial art, then we'll just be training you to do something stupid.
Yes, sir.
And we're not going to do that.
Yes, sir.
You got any kind of hostility and you're upset with the school teachers and they can't handle you and they got to send you to see a psychiatrist to find out what's wrong, then you're not qualified. You're not geared yet to handle a martial art. And when you study martial art in the first place, they teach you to overcome them kind of emotions.
Yes, sir.
Why should they have to teach you that when Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Muhammad is teaching you through the works of Master Jay how to be that? Why should you have to go get someone else to teach you to be that? You should be that way in order to represent how for real the answers are.
Yes, sir.
That we can get along with anybody.
Yes, sir.
So you can play this particular tape for him to be able to hear.
Yes, sir.
Then we can function, but we're just not going to go and give a person something that can be utilized to make us look horrible.
Yes, sir.
Well, you haven't been trained. Why should we have to? You have to go to martial arts for them to teach you how not to be upset at your enemy, even when you're opposing your enemy or thinking to have contact with your enemy. And this is the same thing. But we're teaching you, but you can't do it.
Yes, sir.
That would be putting a feather in their hat.
Yes, sir.
And I wouldn't send you there for them to put a feather in your hat, because secretly you'll keep it undercover and then you'll come back and try to use it on somebody down at the school.
Yes, sir.
Teachers, or you might even try to use it on one of the sisters there or something.
Yes, sir.
Because you're unable to control your emotions. You have to be trained first. So therefore, I'm not going to send you down there and learn to send you down there, but you give me a little better resource from school.
Yes, sir.
So if anything, if they start coming and talking about how sharp he is at school, that means you have mastered that feelings and emotions.
Yes, sir.
You'll really become a Muslim then.
Yes, sir.
Understand where you can look at something that you don't like and it can't tell that you don't like it.
Yes, sir.
But you shouldn't have something that you don't like. You just should have something that you just don't want to be involved in or be affiliated with.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Who is that?
That's Ansar Muhammad, so-called Donna. Ansar Muhammad, so-called Lorraine.
Oh, it sounded like a third voice within there.
No, sir.
But okay, but you can play that particular tape for him to let him know why.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, we bring that up and we get a good report from there, then automatically he's going to that school.
Yes, sir.
We will make sure he got there. Nothing to beat him there quicker than himself.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah God and the prison of Master Wallace Ifrah Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Okay, now we understand it a little bit better about how Allah God, and that's why we want this here particular kind of knowledge. That's why we keeping the tape and stuff on how to raise, how Allah God or the works of Master J is working.
Yes, sir.
It's like now you're learning how to... Look in that newspaper and you'll find out where there... Or you can also go up there and say, I'm so glad I introduced and tell them to get that paper on that Times magazine and stuff that you want to.
Yes, Okay, yes, sir.
If you can possibly get it, if you can't, then you'll send it to him.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you want to find out, did he read in there where the messenger said that tells them that you are the servant of Allah and tells them that you are Allah? He's talking to that person called so-called Brown.
Yes, sir.
And then you want to be sure that the Quran be able to read it and know where it is in that writing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah, God, the prison master, what is he, Allah, Muhammad, special for the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So you can play this tape here for the collective of the whole, and also you can also tape it and send it to the Quran.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, or you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we're moving on. And moving in Allah, God, the prison master, what is he, Allah, Muhammad, the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, moving in, the moving us into our perspective.
Yes, sir.
You know, so tell me about when the sister went down there to see the probation officer.
Okay, he said that she would be coming to see him in quarterly visits, which means like he gave her these forms.
Yes, ma'am.
That she has to fill out for each month and have it back to him in the mail by the middle of the
month. I understand, but I know what those things are.
Okay, yes, sir. And then her next visit will be in May. And then the next, well, actually, what's going to happen is she'll only have to actually go.
Okay, but I understand that. Well, see, ain't nothing going on. They're not trying to move her out of this residence.
Oh, no, sir. He said that, okay, what he's doing is he told her, really, if he's asked her, was anybody, like, asking her, is she on probation or is she on parole or anything, and she told him, let him know, no. And he said, then really don't bring it up to nobody. Don't actually tell anybody, because what he's doing, he's kind of overstepping his boundaries by doing this for her this way.
Yeah, because he said it's good, then all you do is just don't mention it unless somebody asks you.
Yes, sir.
Because you got these bureaucratics and you got people that are really that I wouldn't want certain people to be too close to me too if they was orientated into criminal activity.
Oh, yes, sir. And he wrote her, you know, she has her pass and everything to be in this area.
Because, see, we don't know if a person would be able to, just because he's trying to do, you know, you have to put security on top of security.
Yes, sir. And then also he's doing it, she writing a letter for her to be able to come and visit the brothers. Because she wasn't able to visit with the ID that she had.
Yeah, but what was wrong with her not going down there to get a California ID?
We're waiting for it, sir.
Did she go down there and fill out the paperwork?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Yes, sir.
Did she fill it out in the proper way to get an Ansariel Muhammad name on it?
I don't know, sir. Did she?
Huh?
Not to my knowledge, sir. I did not go with the sister, so I'm
not. Well, anytime that they're going down to register and you know how you got your ID registered, you go down there to get it registered that particular way because that's like registering them with God.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes,
next time that you know that anything like that happened, you do that.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, sir.
Before when the ID comes, now you got to go back down there with her to do that.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Yes, sir. I was not sure, and so.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I'll have you heard from that lady at that motel room anymore?
No, sir. We did not try anymore because.
Try to get in contact with that.
Sir?
Don't even try to get in contact.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, and therefore, like I told you, receive that phone call from that person one more time and then just tell them that we're just continue the association with him periodically.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So, we cannot continue to go through this 20 years of the same old, same old.
Yes, sir.
Does that mean the mail also?
No, you still send him
all
that.
All right, yes, sir.
Send him that mail. That's his justice. That's the justice from us to him.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you keep that up? Even send him this particular tape of what we're talking about here, about like what I had said to Brother Ansariel Muhammad. I'll introduce it because you got to remember this here. The brother said down there when y'all was in Arizona that his mother wanted to come, his so-called mother wanted to come and stay in that house, but she was afraid of y'all and the way that y'all were.
Yes, sir.
You know when he told you and Sister Ansariel Muhammad, so-called Cookie, that his mother would like to come there, but she don't know, she kind of nervous of y'all?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, he said that lets you know that y'all should carry yourself a little different around the so-called mother. This is what he was insinuating to you.
Yes, sir, that's true. Yes, sir.
And then he come around and then behaved the way that he was supposed to, that he was behaving around someone else's so-called parent?
That's right, yes, sir, because we, Allah God and the Prophet, Master Wasdi Far Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Master, myself, and Sam Mama, so-called Cookie, we went to the brother's so-called mother's house. He was so exhausted from being on his trip, he slept for about 6 hours, and we had a very good time with the sisters.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, how would he feel, how would he take it under consideration and feel if we were going down there and behaving around his parents the way that he's behaving around where our so-called parents are at? right.
Oh, that's right, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you take that into consideration. That's really horrible.
That's right, sir.
That was another thing. My so-called mother had called last night, and she was letting me know that
Ashley sent our cookie card today, but she didn't get a chance to speak with anybody.
Okay. Well, I gotta go. I'll call you in the morning if it's the will of Allah. God, the President of the Master of Allah, I'm just messing with Allah, Muhammad. Okay. And this is a pretty good tape, so pray it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so God, I'll pray it tonight to him if they wake us up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I love y'all.
We love you too, sir. Sajalahu.
Upon speaking with the Master J.J. being February 25th, 1994, Sajalahu.
Where's the sister? I'm a so-called down there.
She's in her library typing. I want to get her.
Okay, listen.
Here she comes.
Okay, listen.
Just
a minute.
Jalahu, sir.
I'm going to open the name of Allah, God, who gave the person the master of the Allah, Muhammad, in the name of the last great sponsor, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, in the most holy names, Allah, Muhammad, Jalahu, and Assalamu alaikum, to the degree of the creator's master plan of the year of the Lord of hosts, Master Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad, his message, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, the most second month of 1994, in the works of Master J.
Jalahu and walaikum salam, to the degree of the creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and hosts of February 26, 1994, in the works of the Master J, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you take that 1904 phone number, if you take that 1904 and you take the 0 and the 4 and you turn it around, you have the birth date of the Master J.
Yes, sir.
Which is 1940.
Yes, sir.
You know? So that means that is the perfect phone number and easy to remember, and it has a lot to do with Master J. So that means that you're in the proper way.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So and then instead of being 360 South 36th Street, then you're running on into 355.
Yes, sir.
Which means the number of justice and approaching is approaching by the next year of the 55th birthday.
Yes, sir.
Coming up pretty soon.
Yes, sir.
Next year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, and the three that was inside of this new makeup, you know, the one being into the three. But go ahead, yes, sir. Bring me up. Yesterday when we were talking on the phone, you were saying something about your so-called mother had called and said something about sister and mama so-called the way the cookie crumbled had called.
No, sir. Well, the sister was saying that the so-called cookie had called, but no one got to really speak to her or something. I wasn't here when that happened. Mm-hmm. But I was saying that my so-called mother had called, and she was telling me about, she said that she had seen on TV, it was one morning.
Yes, ma'am.
If they was doing a documentary or something on the brother.
Yeah, on which brother?
Answer so-called Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was telling me how they showed when he came, they had him coming out of the police, the van.
Yes, ma'am.
With the handcuffs on, and they spoke on the home he had in Arizona, you know, and all the years that he had did for, and he was wrongfully convicted. And then they were speaking about what is being done now, about the rape and everything, and something that he had been doing to other females here in Northern California.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And that's, she said she didn't catch all of it because she was on her way to go to work. She just wanted to let me know, and she wanted to know that I see it.
Well, yes, ma'am. Y'all didn't get to see it, huh?
No, sir.
But you can always write the company, and they can always give you a printout of the film.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can find out what channel it's on, and then you can request, because they keep it, and they send a VCR reels out.
Yes, sir.
So you can get that, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'll praise due to Allah, God, and the President of the Master, Wallace Stephen Rob Muhammad, especially for the message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Did Brother Ansel Muhammad, so-called Kelvin, get to hear the tape or anything? Did you explain to him what we were talking about?
Yes, sir. He got to hear the tape. Then he said that he understands. He just kept asking me last night, well, what are you talking about? Something being straightening up in school. I said, just think about it. I get a phone call just about every day. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look here, see, you got to understand, if I love the brother and some so-called Calvin.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mean that I'm just going to go along with anything that he has to say.
Oh, yes, sir.
And because he say I love you don't mean that he's got to represent. If he's like my so-called son, then he's got to represent me as a civilized person.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He can't represent me or represent the family or represent the whole of the ancestors or represent the nation of Islam with people phoning in. How come they're not people not phoning in complaints about the ministers and different things?
Yes, sir.
The people not phoning in complaints about his sister, so-called sister.
Yes, sir.
So why is him being so sharp in Islam and he's down there as one of the FOIs and the sister's not really down there, and his so-called sister's not really down there right yet, then how can we be receiving phone calls about him and not receiving none about her?
That's right, yes, sir.
If she can adjust to it, so can he.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?